Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Thanks for listening to The Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hyundai and the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Learn more about the widest range of electrified vehicles at HyundaiUSA.com. That's HyundaiUSA.com. Well, in the first half, we'll do trending topics. I will give my flow theory, which I think is ingenious for traffic, and every place should adopt it. Also, we got a new Rich Bank song. First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Hey guys, Michael Malice here. Be sure to check out my weekly podcast, You're Welcome with Michael Malice, now on Podcast One. You might know me from my terrible Twitter, my horrible books, or the nonsense I spout on podcasts like Rogan and Glenn Beck. It's all there. Are you black-pilled or white-pilled for the future of the UK? What is a man?
What is a man?
What is a... No, what is the, are you white-pilled or black-pilled? No, seriousness, girl.
No. I love the Jesse Lee piece of question.
The fact that you discovered that gives me hope for some of the things that I've still got that are missing.
Well, if you need James G. Blaine's autograph, you are welcome to it. Of course, being the co-author of How to Have Impossible Conversations makes you the perfect guest for this train wreck of a show. New episodes are available every Thursday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts. You are welcome.
From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Kirk Cameron. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and Chris Loxamana has some trending topics. And now, he would joke about the return of the Mexican pizza, but as his readers know, he doesn't have any Taco Bell material. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The choice of them in a mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
Handball Brian.
You don't want to be the drunk girl crying at the party. Let's get it together.
All right. So I had this thought. I was talking to my daughter the other day. She says she's going down to the DMV to take her written.
Oh,
nice.
Or something. I think you do the written online now, but you can then go down and get in line and get the permit.
You're not cattle shoved in that fucking room anymore to take your test?
No, they used to go down there, wait in line, get your test.
Go in that sad room.
They'd put you, Yeah, I'm trying to think. I took a test for my motorcycle once, and then I took one for my car. I felt like I was in a corral with those desks that had the chair attached to them. And you'd sit there, and they put the timer
and
on.
And they are
blinders.
Yeah,
the
they
desks.
Are watching you.
Yeah.
Which is weird how they can do it on home.
Yeah, do you have to be on FaceTime? Yeah. I mean.
Well, I mean, you can go to school online now. You can get an MBA online now. You can do traffic school. I used to teach traffic school. You do traffic school online now, which is like everyone's just in the kitchen making themselves a BLT while the class is going on. Fine. But, you know, we always talk about school and education and why aren't they being taught how to plunge their toilet or balance their checkbook. Instead, they're teaching them all this crap they're never going to use in the real world. Indeed. What about the real practical stuff? Yes. What about some more practical curriculum in the education? But then I started thinking about the DMV. And DMV, you know, it's all about safe distances. Also, you know, you're in LA. You know, you're supposed to leave like one car length for every 2 miles an hour you're traveling or something. You can't be going 40 miles an hour down the Ventura and leave 7 acres of everyone's just going to slide in front of you. You got to bump draft everyone. But anyway, I was thinking about it sort of philosophically, and I was just sitting in traffic on PCH this morning, and I thought, you know what they ought to do? And this would be the greatest help in any community that suffered from traffic, but especially Los Angeles, because I'm a little more selfish. I live here. You know, I've said a million years, we're always talking about public transportation, a second story on the 405 freeway, blah, 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 blah. But it's really about flow, because as we talk about, much of the stuff we're talking about is somebody's in the left lane and they're going 51 and they should be doing 65, you know, going up the 405. Right. Everyone drops 23 miles an hour versus going down. That's a flow thing.
Right.
That's
daily lament.
Yes. You got to drive that. We don't need a second story on the 405. We need people.
Double the assholes.
Yes. We need to understand that when you're going uphill, if you do not depress the accelerator pedal another 3/8 of an inch, you will slow down from 65 to 52. You're going to have to adjust for that. There's a digital display right in front of your eyes that will alert you to the fact that you've slown significantly.
You should be able to feel it.
So
my wind as I pass by you.
As I say all the time, the canyons, I don't know if it's Topanga or Temescal or whatever it's or Sunset spills out onto PCH. Everyone in the right lane has a right turn lane. You can turn, you can merge, you can zipper in. Nobody uses that lane. They wait till the traffic stops.
I now think about you every time we pass that intersection.
You don't need to
wait.
You have your own lane. Just turn right. Yeah. You know, let's go. Let's flow. If you float, and as I sit there waiting to turn right, most of the time cutting through the gas station that's on the corner. But
that's a good move.
Yes. As I wait, but it gets backed up so far you can't get into the gas station.
Oh, because you can't enter. Not even,
there are 14 cars backed up. If the person in the lead sort of flowed, you have your own lane. Go in. The traffic's not coming very fast. Just go for it. But here's how I know it'll work. I never wait more than a hummingbird's heartbeat. When I finally get my shot to get out of there, I just go. Use the runoff lane and merge it. Right. People getting off the freeway, not knowing what yield means versus stop. They'll stop getting off the freeway. Don't stop. It says yield. Just zipper your way in. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some runoff. So I thought, what if when we licensed people, we took 20 minutes and just talked to them about flow? We'd have an elderly Asian man in a gi doing Tai Chi. You know what I mean? Just talking about energy and flow and I started, as I was driving here, I started thinking about the concept, just basic concepts. Like when you're along the freeway and there are other cars coming onto the freeway, the zipper effect, you go, then they go, you go, then they go, which some people stop and let three cars go in a row in front of them. Others don't let anybody in. Just the flow, just the zipper flow, just the alternate zipper flow. The,
Wait, sorry, I don't want to move on from that yet. I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't know what yield means, especially if you're maybe a visitor to this nation.
Yes.
I think you're absolutely right. There should be a picture of a zipper.
Yes.
Because everyone, that's international. Zipper.
The
I know for a fact that people don't know what a yield sign means because there's a lot of like roundabouts, uh-huh. especially out in like Palm Springs area. People just stop and wait to stop. And
people get
like,
very scared.
Go!
The flow would be all-encompassing, and it would hit like 10 major points. And we would say, if you're doing something that's against the flow, you will be ticketed with a flow charge. If you are driving and you realize, oh, I was supposed to turn left, and you're in a busy intersection, you do that move where you stop in the left lane and try to wedge your way. It's like, bitch, go through the signal, make a left on the first side street, make another left, and you'll be right where you want to be. We will ticket those people. This person I saw today on PCH, this person drives me insane. You have two lanes going one way on PCH. You have two lanes going the other, and then you have a full lane in the middle. And it's got arrows going turn left, turn right, but
lots
that's
of places to turn. Lots
so many people slow down in the left lane, get half their car into that center turn, and come to a stop.
Hanging in the lane.
Stop in the middle, bitch. Don't hang out in the left lane. People are stopping. Now there's the move where the person tries to get around you, but they're kind of swerving into the right lane.
You've defeated the entire purpose of that lane.
Yes. They don't seem to know because they don't flow. Just the flowing. I was also driving here and saw my least favorite two human beings on the planet.
Us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I passed you guys on the way here. The guys on the 10 speed who do the, hey, we're part of traffic, in the left lane, riding in the left lane in the middle of the street. It's cute. But you're going 19 miles an hour and we're going 41.
Now we're going at parade speed.
Just move it over.
Yes,
just move it over. That's a cycling flow thing. There's the pedestrian flow thing, which is jaywalking tickets will be eliminated. Hey, if it's wide open and you're in between blocks, like, you know, this warehouse has a cross on the corner and one. But if you're in the middle of the block and there's nobody around, that's not a ticket. You may run across. If you're doing that move where you're walking across and putting your hand up and like stopping, you are getting a fucking jaywalking ticket for that. That's a flow.
Yeah.
That's a flow pas.
Well done.
That's real
that's
good.
That's right. So, there's also a side for the cops. No more pulling people off on the side of the freeway on the shoulder with the rubbernecking, and everyone's got to know what's going on. Pull it off. Mm-hmm. You got to hit that first
ramp.
Get down. Get the fuck off that freeway. Let's see. I had a weird. You guys tell me Waze. I love Waze, but I did. I did find a little problem with them today. And you guys tell me how it works. To me, the only beef I really have with Waze is they don't do the turn it around.
Oh, yeah.
You're going the wrong direction. They'll go, turn left on Sutton Street. And then
there's no flipping.
Same thing
I just
Google
want
Maps.
Hey, man, your back is to your destination.
Yes.
Like, turn it around. Now, if you want to do a U-turn, that's up to you.
Yes.
But I'm saying it is behind
you.
Yes.
I pulled down onto PCH. I pulled on there about 10:30 in the morning, and I got about a half mile down PCH heading here, and the traffic stopped, and it just came to a stop, and I checked Waze, and Waze said it's going to be an hour and a half, and you're going to be late for reasonable doubt. It didn't say that, but implied
that. That's a very specific
AI. It was implied.
AI.
And so I thought, oh, man, I wonder if I turn around and go back the other direction to Malibu Canyon, if I can cut through the canyon and get on the Ventura Freeway
Las
and go around that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I kept hitting like renew ways, and it kept going. It's an hour and a half or an hour and 29 minutes if you can use the diamond lane. I was like, well, that's not much. So I shut my phone off completely. I rebooted the phone. I hit it again, and it's like hour and a half. And I thought, I'm stopped. PCH is fucked, but the canyon behind me's got to be open. And I know that's about a 50-minute drive, but you're in an hour and a half here. So I hooked a U-turn, started going the other direction toward Pepperdine.
And once your car is facing that way.
Then I rebooted it. It was like, yeah, take Malibu Canyon.
Yeah.
I could have used that information.
Yeah. I think I'm assuming that in the interest of safety, Waze will not advise you to make a U-turn that it does not know for a fact is legal. Or in fact, you might be perfectly safe. Might be no cars for as far as the eye can see.
But maybe you should just go the fastest ways behind you. What you do with that.
So philosophical.
Turn into a gas station.
Well, it's the same thing they tell you on the plane. Remember, the nearest exit might be behind you. It's obviously something we're all coached up on hearing.
Right.
Now, let's examine the fundamental flaw here, which is you don't check Waze before you leave. You check Waze once you're on the road. That's a mistake.
I check Waze. Mistake. Yeah, you're right. I check Waze frequently before I leave. In the case of when I was going to LAX a couple of weeks ago, I did check it, and thank God I did, because the 39-minute drive was an hour and a half, and I checked that an hour before it was time to leave. When I go from there to here, I check it when I get in the car, which is dumb. But it's almost always a good flow. It's always a good flow. There's just a difference between the 405 and the 110. There's two like different routes. But shit happens on PCH, yep. And I should have checked it. I do always kind of know that if the shit goes down, I can always turn my back and go to the canyon. But you're right. Should check it before you walk out the door.
Well, you don't even have to do that. I mean, you could take it a step further. You know ways you can plan it a week in advance. You know, like what would the traffic be like at 3 a.m. on a random Thursday?
A little alert you. Probably
I love that. But according to Waze, I need to leave for Huntington Beach about 10 p.m. the night before.
You should leave now.
Yeah,
really? What is it saying?
No, I think it was if I wanted to get there at like, what, 7:15?
You want to catch Dawson's set.
That's right, of course. I'm supposed to leave at like 4:30 maybe or 5.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
But I'm in the valley. Oh, you're going to be sort of closer to me.
Yeah.
Let's double check that.
All right, double check that.
Chris, I'll be at your place at 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on over.
Two more flow issues, flow tickets. If anyone is selling bouquets right off the freeway off ramp at Forest Lawn, you don't get to do that anymore.
Oh,
people are stopping and you're doing commerce with people who are in their car and I'm behind them.
Fair.
So that's a flow issue. Of course, the old favorite, if it steers, it clears. Yeah. If you get in a little fender bender and your car will drive, pull it off to the shoulder. It's another flow. Let's get a flow-based economy going. Let's focus on flow.
Yeah.
Let's have – we don't have a traffic czar, which drives me insane.
You won't throw your hat in the ring.
But we need a traffic czar. They need to work on flow. And the deal is this. Listen, folks who live in any city – tunneling through the pass. Well, Elon has given up on that.
Yeah, are we done with that?
He's done.
I
think he's done with that. The second story, the monorail, whatever it is. We're talking about.
It all sounds nice.
It sounds nice. It's all trillions of dollars and at least a decade off. Something we could start tomorrow is flow. I could get us 15% faster. If everyone just sort of bought into this flow, we'll put it up on the things. We'll get Eddie Vedder to like do an even flow type of song about it, you know.
Yeah, he's a sellout. He'll
Rich
do it.
Banks will like Lynch will work the lyrics a little. We'll get Eddie to do kind of a PSA. Put it up on all the freeway signs and we could all just get the fuck along. Because if you think about...
It's empowering.
You have a dream.
80% of the wild slowdown shit is always someone in front of you doing something stupid.
Yes.
It's not really a tree has fallen and blocked the street. It's just somebody who's not flowing.
That's true. And anecdotally, I can tell you on the 101, I think we give too much of a hard time and... I know it's a controversial statement to people like texting and driving because I'm starting to see that those people are capable. Whenever I pull up to someone on the 101, it's a very old, very short person with glasses looking straight ahead. They're the one causing the problem, not the young folks kind of moving and shaking.
What's the Huntington Beach drive time?
I would pad this a little, but it says an hour and a half.
Okay.
So now we're getting better.
All right. We have a new Rich Banks song.
Yeah, that's I'll leave earlier.
We have another Rich Banks song. Wow.
Another Elton John song. It's worth waiting through the catalog.
Goodbye, Triple G.
Oh, my God.
Though we never saw you at all, the bra we took to hold you up was stronger than a bridge.
It's true.
They spilled out of their brassiere and gave you some back pain. If you worked out on a treadmill, they'd slap you in the face.
Also true.
And it seems to me that to reduce your huge cans is a sin. Those jugs got into the room a minute before you walked in. I would have liked to see them, but now you've got a kid. Your cans got shut down long before your OnlyFans started.
What could have been?
Awesome. I will tell you this. Everybody, that was great. Everybody, and I mean everybody, reached out to me. Oh, you should do a photo shoot. You should do boudoir photos. You should do this. And I thought, yes, I agree. There should be something memorializing.
I mean,
they were
back,
they were fucking magnificent. You should see them now. They're awesome. But they were magnificent. And I thought, you know what? I don't have an Alexa in the house. I don't have, because I don't want people listening in. I don't like it. I like to keep my shit kind of private. And there is no way I'm putting those pictures on my phone because anything can be hacked into. So this is going to sound odd, but I'd like to thank Adam Ray.
Mm. Go on.
Because for a random wedding present, he sent me a really awesome Polaroid camera. And I thought, we're going analog.
Wow.
So the night before my surgery, I took the hottest pictures,
prove
naked pictures,
it.
And they're analog in a secured setting, and you're going to have
vault.
To you're gonna have to dig and dig and dig to find them, but they're not on my phone. But they are fucking amazing.
If it means killing Andy, I mean, things have to be done.
Did he send you that for this purpose?
No. It was just a wedding present.
It's just a post that said, you know what to do.
Well, maybe he'd spoken to you.
No. But I thought, like, oh, I'll take Polaroids.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? For my first reveal at the doctor's office, because it's still very, like, Nightmare Before Christmas. Who's the girl with all the stitches?
Sally.
Yeah, I look very Sally under the shirt. But I still wanted to see him, so I had Andy bring the Polaroid camera. Because, again, I don't think this should be on your phone. It's not safe.
No, I think you're on to something.
Yeah.
Maybe like people going back to vinyl.
That's right.
You know, maybe there's going to be a return.
Tessa has a Polaroid camera, not for her breast, but for, like, you know, her little friends.
Her No.
I
was on body
no.
parts.
No, they like to make fun little kid, like,
yeah,
Polaroid.
I think
she
it's a great idea.
Because it's analog.
It's
kids
really
love
fun.
Analog
yeah, it's right away. You can hold it. It was really fun.
I was thinking about Kirk Cameron, and I was thinking about remembering, and I have a vague recollection, but I think it was from this sitcom. And Chris, you have to look it up, and you have to look up the actor who played this guy. And then there was a story that this guy went missing, but maybe it was another actor from that generation. He like went into the woods and went missing and maybe killed himself or something.
Come on.
Or maybe this guy's still alive and he did stand up, but there was a character.
Died on stage.
Anywhere in the middle.
No, he went up in front of me in an open mic at the Improv in like 1988 or something like
what
that.
What sitcom?
Well, he was on Growing Pains, but
Andrew Koenig.
Hold on.
Did he play Boner?
Boner Stabone. Didn't
who played Boner? Well, first off, I remember thinking,
hell, you people talking.
You know, back in the '80s, you could push across a character named Boner.
Oh yeah.
I
remember that was a source of contention on the morning show.
Yes.
The dump guy at the time.
Yes.
One of our many dump guys.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't say Boner on morning radio in the 2006. You know, what? I always looked at it and went, wow, they got that pushed past the guys. His name is Boner.
Boner. Richard Stabone, they called him Boner. Boner Stabone. And I do believe Andrew is passed.
And so, like, if there's a character named Andrea McCuntoff.
Cunty McCuntoff.
We just call her Cunt and go sure. like, oh, her last
oh,
name
it's
is.
Right there.
And you were right. Koenig, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, was last seen in Vancouver, British Columbia on February 14th, 2010. Missed a scheduled
Valentine's
flight.
Day.
Yeah, on February 16th, which was the last day he used his cell phone or conducted any banking. Oh, on the 25th, a group of friends and family found him dead in Vancouver's Stanley Park. He was apparently hanged himself.
I told you, I remember it was a weird Very story sad. About yeah. the guy wandering off yeah. and killing himself somewhere. Yeah.
No recollection of that.
What year was that?
2010.
Okay. And was he the... No, you know, the other guy I'm thinking about is the guy who played Skippy.
I knew yes. it. They're very easily confused.
Skippy performed in front of me at the Improv on an open mic a million years ago. Where was Skippy from?
Skippy's from Family Ties, right?
I guess. And he...
Because he was in love with Mallory.
He must be doing stand-up or directing or something like that. But
did Skippy, as we know him from the show, resemble a young balding Brian from the... Okay, I only say
just
that
the,
because...
Like the hair and the glasses.
Okay, I only say that because a co-worker nicknamed me Skippy. I never really got that.
He had a lot of hair and a lot of round glasses, but...
He's with us.
I don't know. But Boner did kill himself at some point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so maybe Kirk's got some thoughts about Boner.
And didn't Kirk end up marrying his hot love interest from the show?
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Something.
Tor Page out of Michael J. Fox's.
That's
playbook,
right.
Who
That's
did the same
right.
thing.
The blonde.
And the marriage is still, they're 31 years in. Kirk Cameron's 31
God
years
bless.
In. Michael J. Fox. Predated
Decades.
That. He must be...
Would have been at least 85, at least.
He must be 37 years into that Damn. Relationship.
Tracy Pollan, yeah.
Clean
yeah.
living.
Yeah, it is clean living. All right.
When
so.
Boner went missing in 2010, Kirk Cameron released a statement said, he said, I'm praying for his family during this time of distress and for a safe return. Andrew, if you're reading this, please call me.
Mm. So... So, yeah, Boner was that. Also, I'm reading here, but this sounds interesting. Facts of Life co-stars Alan Thicke. Of course, he passed.
Facts of Life.
Oh, sorry. Did I screw that up?
Growing Pains?
Oh, what did I say? Facts of Life?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant Growing Pains. Sorry. That's too many sitcoms, too many boners in my brain. Every time I blink, I see another boner. You know? Boners in my brain. Yeah. So, the cast is Alan Thicke. Joanna Kearns, Leonardo DiCaprio.
He was like their cousin Oliver, but it worked.
Right.
That was Christie's first crush. She wrote him a letter and he wrote back.
Oh,
what? I mean, he wasn't like, you know, super famous at the time, so he wrote his fans back.
Love
but
him.
They
He's
had
such
a daughter too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But she didn't. She's not notable, as I guess is what we're saying. Yeah.
How DiCaprio. Was her name?
I don't remember, but DiCaprio did a lot of kid acting.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Been acting for 45 years.
And a letter was written.
Oh, Tracy Gold.
And replied to.
And replied to.
And then Tracy Gold famously had an eating disorder,
yes, and,
as I recall.
And there was another kid. There
oh,
was
the little kid.
Ben Seaver, played by Jeremy Miller. Yeah, and Chrissy Seaver, she was the cousin Oliver, because then they had a baby to sort of recharge the sitcom.
Christy, my wife, before she was Christy Bishop, had a lot of luck with childhood crushes, because he got the letter from Leonardo DiCaprio, which was probably 11 years old at the time. For her sweet 16, she grew up in L.A., Christy did. So for her sweet 16, they had like a lunch at the Peninsula Hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who happened to be there but her big crush at the time, happened to be getting his car, Chris O'Donnell. And they were like, oh, it's her 16th birthday. She's
dreamy.
In love with you. And took a picture with her.
Batman, Robin.
Yeah, Robin.
Robin, circa 94.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, what a chance is that, your crush is right there getting his car in LA.
If she's in LA and has lunch at the Peninsula, they're higher than the rest of us.
By the way, God bless her because... She's looking at a 13-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio and a Chris O'Donnell. She sees a picture, Brian. I would have liked to bring her back to 12 years old and lay the pictures out.
Don't you dare put a picture of me between DiCaprio and circa 93
the
O'Donnell.
Prettiest human alive.
We need the trifecta. We need young DiCaprio, young Chris O'Donnell and young bald Brian.
It's like, Miss Clough, you're going to end up with one of these three heartthrobs.
She's got a 66% chance of living the dream. And who knows who the middle kid is? Maybe he's independently wealthy.
They could start an electric car company if that ever comes the thing.
All right, let me hit Simply Safe. We'll let Chris look around for that. Amy's a chronic sleepwalker who lives near a four-lane highway. A few months ago, she sleepwalked right out the front door, but the Simply Safe entry sensor on her front door was triggered, and the 95-decibel siren in the base station woke her up before she wandered out in the street. Amy says Simply Safe saved her life. This is a great company, started organically, I think, on a college campus when they had like a buddy who got robbed and was looking for a security company and they couldn't find anything, so they invented their own. Peel and stick, the batteries last up to 10 years. Backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business. Less than a buck a day. No long-term contracts. You can try it out for 60 days risk-free to see if you like it. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes. It's simplysafe.com/Adam. Go there today. Get the free indoor security camera plus 20% off interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/Adam. All right, quick break. Back with Max Pata and trending topics right after this. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance, for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
He don't even know your name. Thinks you're producing skills are lame. Makes fun of how you show. Okay, you seem to only make things worse when you explain to him how Twitter works. No one would watch your job.
Did you know that Kirk Cameron's sister was on
Kim's Cameron.
Full
yeah.
House?
Yeah, of course. That's DJ Tanner from way back.
Her, the Hallmark girl.
Yeah, yeah, I could be wrong. I don't think so. I think Kirk and Candace's mom was their agent and was just really good, you know, at doing her job. I mean, they were both hugely famous child stars.
Yeah. My mom didn't do a great job repping me early in my career.
That's the problem.
I wish she'd been a little more on her
hands
game.
On.
I could have been in a sitcom getting some of that mailbox money.
Yeah.
All right, Max Pata, what do you got?
All right, so last night, one of the top trending topics was our 43rd president, George W. Bush. He was speaking at the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas. It was an event on election integrity. He starts talking a little bit about Russia, Ukraine, and he makes a little slip up. So let's watch what he says.
In contrast, Russian elections are
stand by.
I don't know why it's playing.
Is he okay?
It's so much.
You having
okay.
a stroke?
Yeah, that is not what happened.
There are slips. There are, you know, mispronunciations. There's Freudian slips.
Sure.
This was, pardon the pun, a pretty big boner.
Oh, like boy.
This wasn't one of those, oh, come on, you know what he meant, you know, one of those
things.
I didn't
see it.
Oh, it's beautiful, it's rough, it's everything. And, yeah, so, yeah, let's take a look when it loads up. But
A lot of people upset about it. I'll just give you that. Yeah.
I see this. Here we go.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Oh.
Iraq. Anyway. 75.
He's 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I like that he does the patented George Bush lally.
Oh. Yeah, even he realized it. Big old foot in his mouth.
But you know what? How many times have we heard the phrase, you know, invasion of... You know, like, that's something he's heard more times than the invasion of Ukraine.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the Bush lied, people died thing.
That's a good one.
My argument for Bush during that whole thing was there was always a lot of, like, are there WMDs and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they were talking about how Bush was corrupt and he knew it and blah, blah, blah. I always said, if he knew it, he would have dug a hole in the desert, put a few canisters of mustard gas, and then done a photo op. Like, aha, see? The fact that they never found anything means he didn't know it. He just fucked up.
Right.
But if he knew it, if that was something like he went, I know they don't have weapons of mass destruction. I want to invade anyway. Well, then the next question is, all right, so we're going to have to create some stockpile of something to discover. But yeah, that was Biden did it a few months ago with maybe Iraq or maybe Ukraine or whatever. He did one of those flip-flops too, but that was just passed off as it's got a little fog up there.
We're used to corn pop doing
it. Yes. This one, maybe something he's been thinking about for
a
while.
And of all the countries he could have said, he picked the worst one.
Yes.
And really a lot of people upset with the laughter.
Oh.
The immediate, like, how can you laugh with all the people that died in 03 when this was going on? And yeah, so that, and it's just kind of interesting because laughter is
when you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is why he's smart. I think he lives on a ranch. You want to live on a ranch because if you go out there and make these kind of faux pas, the ranch means you got acreage and there's a fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be a bunch of chicks dressed like a Handmaid Tale whatever. Just you're not going to get that big throng. The news van can pull up. There's nothing. You got a lot of acreage between the street and you.
Ranch forgives.
You can retreat to a ranch.
Split some wood.
Mm-hmm. Get some space to stretch out.
Get on your quad.
Yep.
Go 10 to the back nine.
And Biden has 4 years on Bush, age-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Oof-a.
Yeah. So, well, he associated the slip up to his age, 75.
So,
let's see here. Next up, there's a Lyft driver that went viral last week. So, or over the weekend. His name's James Bode. So he took a car and he had one of those dash cams up so you can see what's going on behind him. And he picked up a couple. So this is what happens. This woman gets in. You can go ahead and play it.
He's got a Tesla, does he? Or what is it?
Unsure.
Oh, he's playing Jackie, vehicle.
Right? How are you?
Is he?
So she gets in. Oh, you're a white guy, she says. And he's appalled.
Are you like a normal guy?
What? You're normal. Oh, you're a normal guy.
Sorry.
No, you can get out of the car.
Yeah,
it's a ride. That's inappropriate.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you can actually speak English.
It's completely inappropriate. If somebody was not white sitting in the seat, what would be the difference?
Yeah.
Are
so
you
now,
serious?
Now she's shocked.
She said, wow,
her guy's
a
trying
white
to get
guy.
In too.
Are they
That's
drunk?
Okay. I'm not going to take the ride. You guys.
Unclear.
It
is 10:37
really?
At night.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fucking asshole.
It's all on
you're
camera,
a piece
man.
Of shit.
It's all on
I
camera.
I should punch you in the fucking face. Oh,
you're going to threaten me.
Yeah.
Assault.
Threat. Yeah. Fuck you.
Wow.
Because you guys are racist fucks.
Dude, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Fucking nigger lover.
Yeah. Yeah. Ends it with a bang. Yeah.
He kind
of
proved his point.
Oh, is he getting out of the car?
He's thinking about it.
No, I'm calling the cops on you, man.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. It's all on camera.
I mean,
it's all on camera. Do you guys own the place? Is it your place?
Get the fuck out.
That's great. Everyone's going to know.
Yeah.
Fossil's last stand for black people, right? Yeah, fuck off.
So, Fossil's Last Stand is the name of the bar that that woman owns.
Oh, no.
I like that. This business is going to increase. I fucking guarantee it. I like they called him Ray's asshole, and the guy gave him evidence.
Just confirmed it.
It's kind of interesting. Now, you kind of wonder if there's going to be some... There's been racial hoaxes, you know, Jesse Smollett and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's going to be a new sort of reverse racist hoax where
social justice.
I get the camera up there, then I pull up, then I hire a couple of friends
who want their lives ruined
and start saying something stupid, and then I immediately like
people do that. People actually do this. This is a thing. I've seen
it. They cook it?
There's so many cooked videos and pranks online.
That is true.
A lot of pranks. But I've seen some where this person's being racist to this guy, this dad. And then it cuts to his kid crying. It's all cut and everything. Right. And people are just going off. And I'm like, this is totally – it's obviously cooked.
Well,
and
this didn't seem cooked, right?
This doesn't seem cooked. I don't think it's cooked.
Here's the question. There's a form of cooking, which is you are having an interaction with somebody. Mm-hmm. One person is aware we're rolling on it.
Oh, yeah.
And the other person isn't. Because
playing to the camera.
I would be much different in tone and expression if I know we're rolling on this. And he kept referring to the camera.
Yeah.
So I think she was drunk.
She seemed drunk the second she got in. Yeah. That's what I asked.
Actually, he with the beard who dropped the N-bomb, I think is worse than her. I think her...
I would say so.
Yeah, I'd say so. Good. We all agree.
Move on.
So what I mean is, I think her first in person... Her first thing is she's probably been picked up by Ethiopians and language and trouble or whatever. And then her first salvo was like, oh, white guy. Good. We can talk. Her first was a little innocent.
Hers was more casual.
Right. Racism. Then it spiraled.
Naive.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a Filipino driver, I'd probably speak a little Tagalog over there. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
Mabuhay.
Going to finish that shrimp tail, bro?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this video goes viral. The bar then deletes its website, its Facebook page. She deletes her personal page.
For the best.
Everyone heads over to Yelp.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm.
Just bombs the F out of this bar with one-star reviews. One review said, let's see. I had it here. One bar said, oh, yeah, are masks required at Fossil's Last Stand, or do customers need to bring their own white hood?
It's good.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Could have just went with hood, I think.
Yeah, we know what it is.
That's a punch Guy Crafts joke. Go get Eddie Gordetsky.
Well,
come in here and punch that shit up.
Also, there's only one Grand Dragon, and they're in red, so maybe they were trying to make that distinction. Not that I know.
Now, in a weird way, with Yelp, now that we're into ratings, you know what I mean?
So everything. It's movies.
Dinesh D'Souza comes out with a movie and it's got 500 one-star reviews. To a certain audience, that's actually,
I got to see this thing.
So are we going to start treating bars and restaurants that way? It's those folks.
Dude.
Does it work that way?
It's got to go Tin Horn Flats. Fucking lean into that shit. Name a drink, the Inner Lover, and just fucking serve our regular. Yeah.
Tin Horn Flats.
Well, Tin Horn Flats leaned into the controversy. It's true. Yeah, fucking come on. Let's go. Hurry before it closes down.
Yeah, but I wonder if you're reading Yelp reviews. I like a racist plumber. He has
I
prefer a racist plumber.
Yeah, there's a market, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or just the morbid curiosity. I got to see what all the controversy is about. Why does everybody hate this place?
Where is this place?
Pennsylvania.
I don't think I could do it. I wouldn't do it with food, but I would do it with a bar because, hey, you got a Heineken. It's a Heineken. Prop the cap. You know what I mean? Not too much going to go wrong.
Right.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
And I was thinking, too, when
I'm going to get Sonny. We're going to go out and support that, the Tin Horn Flats.
Live show in
Pennsylvania.
DMC this weekend. Get out with her.
I was thinking about that, too, when you're filming yourself and how you kind of act differently, knowing that you're being recorded. Mm. I thought that about Mel Gibson's voicemail. That was an argument, right? Those weren't just voicemails.
No, those are voicemails.
Which is
Alec Baldwin's voicemails. Mel Gibson the,
was an actual confrontation recorded. Where she's like, oh, no, she, why would you
don't
say
want
that?
To the dog like
that, that wasn't a message.
Yeah, and she was recording, and I always thought, like, oh, she's, I don't know who.
Donald Sterling's girl. They know what they're doing.
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Like, please, Johnny, don't. I'm just sitting here innocently while you're angry.
Unreliable narrator, I think.
But the best lemonade that ever came out of the Mel Gibson was Randy Rainbow's debut video of Mel Gibson as his boyfriend on the phone with him.
Oh, right.
Just get over here and blow me. Okay, so you want to skip dinner then, or?
I think he wanted a blowjob in the hot tub, as I recall, too.
He's only one man.
Yeah.
Human. Speaking of race, BLM also in the Twitter sphere. Because of...
Is it really?
Yeah, it came out where all the money went.
The party house?
Let me guess. Not where it was promised.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's a party house, like a $6 million mansion that was bought with it. But a lot of people are more upset that they donated $200,000. They're not upset about this, but they donated $200,000 to like Trayvon Martin's foundation, which is great. Mm-hmm. But then they donated... just under $1 million to Patrice Cullors. She's the she was the executive director and co-founder of BLM Global Network Foundation. They donated just under $1 million to her baby daddy.
Yeah,
they donated.
Well, because for live production design and media.
Oh, yeah, boy. And then there's another one for
security.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars for security.
$840,993 to her eldest brother, Paul, for professional security services.
Who has no background in security.
This is like how MC Hammer would just bring 40 dudes on stage to help them out.
It can go no other way. But the great part, I don't know, maybe Dawson can find a clip. So a couple things. Hey, Fox, who wanted me to put a black box by my Twitter a year and a half ago, suck my dick, number one. I knew where this was going. Number two.
I did ask Adam to do that.
Yeah,
I asked if he wanted to do it.
And I said, fuck them.
Like Mel Gibson would say. Going.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. They're a grift. Fine. We shut down the middle of Manhattan. We were riding BLM in the middle of the street. Why is it the government's job to fucking do that? It's just another grifter group. Fine. They scared the shit out of everyone. Really? And then people do this thing about BLM. Turn out, look, they didn't help Black Lives one iota. More black people dead.
They helped a couple.
They helped the brother-in-law and the baby daddy. That's true.
Black lives got improved significantly.
That's true. Then people are like outraged. They're like, well, what about all these companies like Nike and Apple and the NBA, whatever? They took all this money away from them. What did they get in return? Turns out the money was wasted. No, they didn't. Apple bought them. Apple bought some grace. Apple got what they wanted out of them. Huh? Nike got what they wanted. They all just bought in. Nike, Apple, and the NBA don't give a fuck about who they're helping. They needed to buy some nice publicity. They bought themselves. So they didn't get ripped off. They got their grace.
They got on board.
They got what they needed.
They got what they needed out of it. Yeah, they bought the mansions. They gave it to the... So it was funny. They were like, we had to give it to my brother to head up security, even though he has no experience in security, because we couldn't trust retired cops or whatever. You know, use retired
stay
cops.
With the narrative,
but since all they do is kill black people, how could you hire those guys? They would kill you. That was
you mean the guys
that
hang out on the end of the street when they're shooting a commercial on Melrose?
Yes, those bloodthirsties.
Based on our experience at Loveline, there's plenty of people of color who do security.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty.
Yes, that's the whole thing. Like LAPD is now a majority minority. There's more Hispanic, black, whatever than there are white cops. So you probably could have found a couple of retired guys or maybe some guys who play in the NFL or something, but they got the brother. This
literally
could go no other way. Yeah. But when is her name
Patrice Cullors?
Patrice Cullors was like being interviewed.
Her name is not Patrice Cullors.
Cullors. Cullors.
She gave an interview Dawson can look for, but she was basically explaining, because the IRS has gotten involved.
Yeah. Oh, they have questions?
I'll tell you, you talk about a society where everything is being sort of steered toward the racial. The one entity that remains colorblind is the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Green is the only color they care about.
They go after Ted Nugent or Louis Farrakhan with equal vigor. Like, their whole thing is, you fuckers owe us money. We don't care who you pray to or what color you are or who's down with what. We want money.
Mm-hmm.
So she was up there. And she's being interviewed by a moderator, and she was explaining that in the parlance of the IRS, if you're a nonprofit, you need to fire a CO3P form or whatever it is. And she was calling that form racist, which I told you, once we go down this road, we can start announcing clouds are racist and calico cats are racist. It's essentially an IRS form is racist.
Yeah.
And then it's this thing where it's like they're going after her because she's a woman and she's black. It's like, nah, you gave most of the money to yourself and your family, and this could go no other way. So I don't care what they do. They do what they do. I mind all the sheep, the lemmings, and the fucking super soft, pliable pussies who just got in lockstep and got right behind them. But you people can fucking blow me.
I like it, but I'm curious, as a naive question, I guess. I was thinking about it the exact other way around. Like, the poor masses who thought that the people in charge or the leaders were, you know, doing the right thing. And it's like, well, fuck you guys. We were all supporting, you know, whatever. We were all supporting your message.
What we thought was a noble message.
Right. Yeah. And now you fucked everyone over and made everyone look like an asshole.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it just goes to show because BLM was a movement.
Right.
And then it became a foundation.
Became a corporation.
And who chose them to be the head of this foundation? They just kind of fell into it. And they made $77 million in contributions during 2021.
Can there be a class action suit against this?
That's a good question. A good Garrigus question.
Yeah. Well, she did an interview with MSNBC.
Let's get the owners of that bar over there in Pennsylvania to be the tip of the spear for the – we want our $40 back, bro.
Oh, they for sure contributed.
So she went on MSNBC, and she said that when $90 million in, quote, white guilt money came pouring into the organization's coffers after the murder of George Floyd, the group had no infrastructure to handle that flood of cash.
So I put it in my account.
And now those mistakes are being, quote, weaponized against her.
She is amazing.
Yeah, she's really
spinning.
She's
a deflecting queen.
Yeah. She says, quote, I'm a human being that has made mistakes that wants to change. I want to challenge those mistakes. I want to learn from those mistakes. And I think what's been hard is feeling like there isn't room and space for that.
No, full stop. I fucked up and I want to change.
Yeah.
You're done talking after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe
it's rough.
Dawson.
You
want to
hear about this house? $6 million, 7 bedrooms.
Tell me where.
Got a pool, LA.
Oh, of course.
In the hills.
7 bedrooms. Got
it's a
pool.
Good investment.
They got a soundstage. They got a garden. And like she's getting in trouble because of reports of her like throwing her kids' birthdays at the mansions and stuff. Like
there's
isn't it on the Studio City side in the hills?
Yes, it's somewhere in there. But there's also something, and I don't know how maybe Gina, you do this with your computer. There was a thing where somebody brushed over this part where it was listed for a much lower amount or some version of it was 1.7 is what they're asking or something, and then she paid 6.1, and something seemed very weird about that aspect of the story.
Well, the real estate agent was her cousin. I think. I'm just kidding.
The headline for the Daily Mail, the first thing that comes up, why did BLM buy LA Mansion for $5.8 million from developer friend who paid $3.1 million for it just 6 days earlier?
Oh, 6 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, everyone.
Transaction raises questions, quote unquote.
You bought it. Look, LA, hey, if you bought it 5.5 years earlier, I could see that. But 6 days, that's quite quite a markup.
It's a great ROI.
Do you? I know. Do you have that?
They might still be looking. But did you see? Did you see Candace Owens go outside her house and she tried? She just Candace Owens like rings her doorbell and through the intercom just is just like, hey Patrice, I'd like to speak to you about these findings on the. And of course, she's not picking up or she's not answering. And then she posts a video crying that Candace Owens is outside of her house trying to talk to her right now. Like the worst person that she would probably want to talk to.
Well, if she lived in Florida, it wouldn't be an issue because DeSantis says you can't do that anymore.
Oh.
You can't protest on people's lawns and stuff.
Well, it was just Candace by herself. I don't know how many people.
Well, I was thinking about the protest as it pertained to the Supreme Court justices, and I realized they go to the home or the neighborhood of the Supreme Court justice. Remember, when you're rich, it's a cul-de-sac. When you're poor, it's a dead end. Remember that, kids?
That's right.
And they go to the cul-de-sac, and they all just pile down. And then I start thinking about it. the only family that's not there is the family of the Supreme Court justice and them. They leave.
Yeah, smart.
So now the whole neighborhood is just fucked because they're protesting in front of an empty house.
Yeah, that's funny.
I would be the worst person to live across the street from a Supreme Court justice because I'd just be out with the fucking hose.
You'd be Mr. and Mrs. St. Louis gated neighborhood.
Yes, at the M16 and you got the pistol and I'd just be going, what? He's gone! Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you leave, I'll tell you where he went.
Yeah.
How about that? I know.
All while still in your bathrobe.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, while they're looking for that video, here's another video I want to show you guys that went viral last week. This is a video from a place in, I think it's Florida. It's like Boynton Beach. I forgot to write it down. But a car driver, 63-year-old Lori Rabior.
I saw this.
Yeah, she had a medical emergency while driving. You can go and play because there's no sound.
This is crazy.
So this is just the traffic cam footage here. But she's in that black sedan heading towards the camera right now. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep. So a woman gets out of her car and starts running this huge, huge intersection and is telling everybody to not drive. And she's trying to wake her up.
Wow.
And all these other cars stopped. And now other people are from the intersection are running over trying to stop this car because this lady is out. You got a guy...
Six dudes,
military.
Did she like pass out or something? Or
all I know is medical emergency, and she passed out. And the next thing she knows is she woke up in the hospital. So, So we're wanting
planes
just a little bit because this
sky,
is pretty great.
Cars going into traffic.
So yeah, you have all these people that the girl in the green is like a Publix worker for that market Publix. You have a guy, grocery store, yeah. And then so everyone stops in there. They break open the window. Before that, this guy tries to break open the window, and he tries to hit it with his bare hand and can't do it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And, this is a Florida crowd, man.
I love it. Yeah.
Just, if this was L.A., they'd grab her fucking briefcase and her backpack and push her out of traffic.
Smash and grab while she's sleeping.
Wow. Yeah. Look, it's my lose your wallet theorem. Most people are good, and then there's criminals. But most of your folks that are like commuting or going to work or coming home from this or going to the market, they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
They'll jump in and help out because they're not criminals. You think you lose your wallet, you don't lose it, and then a criminal finds it. Criminals go out and fucking take shit.
True.
Most people see the wallet or see the car, and they do the right thing.
Yeah. I totally agree, and I love that experiment you did on the radio show, which confirmed that.
We threw my wallet all over town. That being said, in the sort of concerned citizen department, which I get, I have a car that is a hybrid electric, and you plug it in. Yeah, you get like 10, 20 miles out of it or whatever. It's no big whoop, but you plug it in. But the way the door works is you shut it like with your finger, the hatch, and it will pop. Takes a little doing to get it to snap shut. And sometimes I fuck up and I shut it and I start climbing in the car and it pops back open. I like where your head's at, but I don't need the guy pulling up next to me going, "Hey, man!" It's like, listen, there's not a gas soaked rag hanging out of it. I'm smoking a cigarette, my arm dangling out the way. Like the hatch is open. Yes, it's affecting my mileage. Well, I get it, but we're on the 210. I'm not going to pull a Brody and get off the freeway. Like I will discover that this flap is open and I will shut the flap. But I like it, but I get it. Yeah. I know it. I'll find it.
Unless you're pulled up next to someone at a red light, don't do that.
Right.
That's going to cause an accident. They're fine.
But I like where their head's at.
Right.
I agree. And so those Good Samaritans were awarded life-saving awards presented by the police department when they reunited a few days later. You want to do one more?
Is Kirk Cameron gonna come in 2 minutes?
Yeah, he should be. I didn't get the word that he signed in or anything.
Dawson, that video is not findable.
We're getting close.
Ooh,
oh, getting close.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well,
incredibly difficult to find.
What? I thought the internet was ripe with all that.
Well, I don't want to distract Ben, but if you want 60 seconds, I can. You know how you always talk about, closed captioning. We don't need sign language interpreters, and what's the problem? I can answer that question for you because, of course, I was watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case today, and they have the closed captioning underneath, and they were breaking for recess, and I'm 99% sure this isn't what she said. I was listening. But, Ben, sorry, I know you're busy, but can you pop up on the screen what I saw on Johnny Depp, Amber Heard?
So they can't.
This is what closed captioning called it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're listening.
They're doing it in real time.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's just stuff that they can't figure out.
Oh, well, I'm reading the closed caption now.
The closed caption is, be ready to fucking.
Oh, really?
That's what, I screenshotted.
Wow.
From the trial today. And I just wanted to bring this in as an answer to your question. Why don't we just rely on closed captioning?
Yeah. I agree.
And if this is what she said, this judge needs to recuse herself. Because that's very unprofessional.
This closed captioning on YouTube is an algorithm. It's like a machine that does it. But
yes. Oh, really?
Don't people type it? Like, don't we have fast enough typers
like
that can just do that?
Well,
yeah, they used to.
But yeah, this is like in live times. And she wanted to make sure everyone would be ready to fucking after recess.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, the closed captioning for this YouTube video will say the same thing.
All right. All right, let's bring it home, Max Spada.
Check out the Water Cooler podcast.
Max Spada. His real name's Laxamana.
All right, Kirk Cameron, filmmaker, celebrity, and Christian, and all-around good guy is going to be joining us. And we'll talk to him right after this break.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.